We'll go ahead and get started. Good evening. Welcome to the Rossford Exempted Village School District's regular board meeting of Monday, November 18th, 2024. Would you please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance?
To the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, roll call.
Here.
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 Here. Exhibit number two, the motion reads that the Rossford Board of Education adopt the accompanying agenda as presented and adjusted, and also approve the consent agenda with any exceptions noted for its regular meeting of November 18th, 2024.
So moved. Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Motion carries. All right. Exhibit number four. This is our recognition of visitors. This evening, we will be recognizing Officer Jody Johnson, and I will turn that over to Mr. Krebs.
Yeah, thank you, Dawn. Big congratulations to Officer Jody Johnson, our school resource officer. Very proud to mention she's our school resource officer and how fortunate we are to have her. You may have caught this recognition also in the Rossford Record Journal, but thought it was very important also to bring her here tonight again off duty. And we so appreciate you making the time to come in. And Board Member McKnight had asked, you know, hey, would this be a good thing? She had seen that as well. And we thought it would be a great opportunity. For those of you who may not have seen that, she is receiving the Servant and Sword Award, which is provided by the Wood County Prosecuting Attorney's Office. And she was awarded this on October 30th. This was an important award, if it doesn't say enough by saying it's from the Wood County Prosecutor's Office, which is a great honor in and of itself. It's an award that was established in 2017 to recognize law enforcement officer within the county. This is a countywide award for outstanding career achievement in investigations, community protection, and other law enforcement related service with integrity, skill, and professionalism. So I know there's a little story behind that and how they tricked her into that award ceremony, but we certainly appreciate all your efforts here, Jody. Don't know what we would do without you. Serving the students and staff and keeping everybody safe here. She's also on our safety committee and on and on and on. So we're very fortunate and congratulations on your award. We do have a small token of our appreciation as well. And if you'd come forward and just make the rounds with the board to be congratulated.
Very much so surprised to be very grateful. I appreciate all of you. You made my job very easy.
Yay.
Well, thank you so much for coming out. We appreciate you.
Good night.
Have an awesome evening. All right. Moving on to our monthly reports, principals, directors, and supervisors' monthly reports. Mrs. McKnight, we'll begin with you.
Okay, thank you. In the reports, I just wanted to point out, it was great to see Dr. Niederhaus establishing partnerships in our community He reached out to the Rossford Business Association to get their support for the February in-service, the in-service learning at the high school called Feed My Starving Children. And the partnership with the First Solar continues to strengthen after the tour that they had in October. So that's great to see. And congratulations to Madison Kuchar and Bennett Murtha for their for setting the school records in soccer and volleyball. And extra shout out to Mrs. Thoman and the staff at the elementary for the literacy night. It was so enjoyable to see all the families there. And when you walked into the room to see it all, everything all glowing. So that was just so creative. I also want to say great job to our buildings and grounds crew that repaved the small parking lot by the pickleball courts. It really makes a huge difference and just cleans things up there. And I finally wanted to acknowledge our SOS club and their advisor, Mrs. Feldman. The display out front was just really touching, the names on there. I know there was a Rossler on there too, along with the Heben. So that was really touching. And then I know we're proud of the three young men and Mrs. Vargo, who assisted as chaperones on the honor flight. And I know those that go on the honor flight that touches them deeply also. So we're just so proud of our SOS club. So thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right, Ms. Huffman.
I was happy to see that the parent council had a few more families attend. And I just love that, because what we're trying to do is making all of our students successful through these interventions or through these meetings with parents, to get everyone on the same page, collaborating to make the best possible situation and to uplift these kids. So, I mean, their topics included the attendance, the homework expectation, reading incentives, exam schedules, and safety info. And it just takes a village, and it's just great. I've always thought, you know, parents have to really be involved for these students to be successful, but lots of great things going, lots of good information in these reports. So. Yes.
All right, thank you.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I do have a question, because the reports are so great. Where does the public go to see these, the reports?
We don't publish those. They're in your they're in your board document.
Okay. Yep. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, Ms. Klecko.
Yes, I just wanted to draw attention. All of the reports are always so much information. But the Bus Plus position, I think, is just such a great thing for our district. And I love the synergy and the creativity between human resources and working so hard to get this position along with everyone in our district. But then the video that corresponded with that is a tool for recruiting. It just shows that we're really trying to address the challenge of busing. And we know, and we hear our parents, and we know that that has been something that is well needed. So I just wanted to draw attention to that. I also, in the athletic report, there was lots of great information in there. I just want to also include bowling was omitted. Bowling is also a winter sport, and we also have a match for bowling on Friday, November 22nd. So I just wanted to let the board know that bowling is also starting.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for the reports. They were amazing.
Thank you. Mrs. Denzik?
Yes, thank you so much for your very detailed reports. I just have a few things to point out from the Rossford Elementary School. The parent-teacher conferences were a huge success. According to the report, the teachers held a total of 847 conferences with parents to discuss all of the great things we are doing at the school. Also wanted to highlight that the third graders recently completed their Ohio State testing and reading, and that they anticipate receiving the results in early to December. Once we analyze the data, we'll be determining the appropriate support for the students who did not meet the requirements of the third grade reading guarantee. I know that's a question that comes up. So thank you very much for your very detailed reports.
All right. Thank you. And because I was not able to get in, I'm not going to go into it. And you guys said a lot of things that I was already going to say. So thanks once again for all of your detailed reports. We truly appreciate it, because it does help us to understand what's going on within our district. And also just to highlight, and that's why we do this, all of the board members are highlighting many of the things that we see all the time if we're not attending it, just like we did earlier this evening with the music music performance with the choir, the after-school choir program. So thank you for all of your detailed reports. All right, exhibit number six, the motion reads that the Rossler Board of Education accept the retirement resignation of James Rossler, Jr., treasurer of the Rossford Exempted Village School District, effective December 31st, 2024.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments?
Thank you.
Yes, and thank you for the opportunity to continue and serve us and in the capacity that you are doing now and doing such an awesome job for the district and keeping us fiscally responsible. So thank you, Jamie. Yeah, thank you. Yep. All right. Any other questions or comments for
thank
the board?
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 6B, the motion reads that the Rossford Board of Education issue an exempt administrative employee contract to Janine Alexander as the Treasury Services Assistant effective November 25th, 2024.
Second.
Any questions or comments?
Just congratulations on her new position. I know she'll do a great job. I do have a question, though. Then who will fill her position? Okay.
Yeah, so.
All right. Thank
you. That probably will be going out soon as far as, yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes, motion carries. Exhibit number 6C, the motion reads that the Rossford Board of Education accept the resignations of the classified personnel.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes, motion carries. Exhibit number 6D, the motion reads that the Rossford Board of Education approve the employment of the classified personnel effective the 2024-2025 school year.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes, motion carries. Exhibit number 6E, the motion reads that the Rossford Board of Education approve the supplemental contracts effective the 2024-2025 school year.
So moved.
Second.
All right. Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes, motion carries. Exhibit number 6F, the motion reads that the Rossford Board of Education approve the volunteers effective the 2024-2025 school year.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments?
Thank you for volunteering. We appreciate you.
Yes, thank you for the continued support.
All right, roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes, motion carries. Exhibit number 6G. The motion reads that the Rossford Board of Education accept the donations of clothing from several staff for our students at the elementary and junior senior high schools. In addition, Cedar Creek Church donated lunch for our staff and students at the junior senior high school.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments?
Thank you for the donation. Yes. We really appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you. And thanks to Cedar Creek, too.
Yes. All right. Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 6H. The motion reads that the Rossford Board of Education approve the certified staff as a designated homebound instructor effective the 2024-2025 school year.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 6I, the motion reads that the Rossford Board of Education approve the Rossford Exempted Village School District's five-year forecast.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments?
I just wanted to say that the explanations that came after it were very helpful. So I appreciated that.
The notes too. So everybody wants to see those. They're out there on the website for the state.
So someone can go in and find everything, that explanation that you gave that. Okay, thank you.
And is there anything, Jamie, that you think you would want to highlight this evening that you feel?
Tracking pretty close to what we thought we were going to track. Mm-hmm. This one is important, but not as important as the one that comes up in May. The one in May kind of is a precursor for next fiscal year. Mm-hmm. This is kind of almost, you know, did we get it right?
Yeah.
You know, in July 1st?
Yeah.
So I think we got right July 1st. So we made some tweaks to this. But the one in May, you know, will be that precursor. But you guys are going to see that in, we won't see the exact version, but you're going to see it in the asking budget. Organizational meeting.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Any other questions or comments? All right. Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 6J, the motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education approved the agreement with the Educational Service Center of Lake Erie West for remedial specialist services, St. Joseph School, Maumee, effective the 2024-2025 school year.
So moved.
Second.
That was Terry McKnight and then Jack.
Gary.
Jackie. Oh, Jackie, Gary. Then Terry. I did the same thing. Jackie, then Terry.
Sorry, I didn't think about messing you up when you're doing that. I was going to sneak over.
Oh,
I sneak like a panther.
All right, any questions or comments? Roll call.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Teresa McKnight.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Emily Clacco.
Yes.
Dawn Burke.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 6K, the motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education approved the agreement with the Educational Service Center of Lake Erie West for remedial specialist services, St. Rose School, effective the 2024-2025 school year.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Emily Clacco.
Yes.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Teresa McKnight.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 6L. The motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education approved the agreement with the Educational Service Center of Lake Erie West for auxiliary services, All Saints School, effective the 2024-2025 school year.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Yep. Absolutely.
These are all three with parochial schools in the area. If we have a student that attends a parochial school, there is some money that follows them. So when that money follows them, then they have to tell us actually where they want us to spend that money because we're the fiscal agent. But the reality is we really don't have a whole lot of control over this. Mm-hmm. I just want to make that
clear.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Roll call.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Teresa McKnight.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Holly Clacko.
Yes.
Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 6M. The motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education approved the agreement with Resolute Interpreting for interpreting services for a Rossford School student effective the 2024-2025 school year.
So moved.
Second.
All right. Ms. Emily. Jackie. Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Holly Clacko.
Yes.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Teresa McKnight.
Yes.
Onberg.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 6N. The motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education approved the membership with the Toledo Metropolitan Area Council of Governments, TMACOG, effective the 2024-2025 school year.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Emily Clacko.
Yes.
Teresa McKnight.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 7, which is old business. The motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education approved the 2025-2026 academic year calendar.
So moved.
Oh. Second.
Was that
Emily and okay. Tiffany seconded.
Okay. All right. Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Emily Clacko.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Teresa McKnight.
Yes.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 7B. The motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education approved the boys' high school wrestling tournament trip request.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Teresa McKnight.
Yes.
Molly Flacco.
Yes.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Ellen Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 7C. The motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education approved the girls' high school wrestling tournament trip request.
So moved.
Second.
All right. Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Teresa McKnight.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Molly Flacco.
Yes.
Ellen Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 7D, the motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education approved the high school wrestling tournament trip request.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments?
They're going to have a busy time for that time period in December.
All right. Roll call.
Lee Denzig.
Yes.
Teresa McKnight.
Yes.
Emily Clacco.
Yes.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 8 is new business, the Battelle for Kids Strategic Planning. At this time, if there's any questions from the board or comments that I know there was some things that we had discussed to kind of overlook that over, just to bring those to Dan, if you have any questions. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Should I, is this time?
Sure.
Okay. Yep. So when I read through it and I was really impressed with what was sent out, and then I looked at the cost and went like, ooh, we're going to need to make sure we're fiscally responsible. So as I was at, we all went to the conference this Monday or Sunday through Tuesday, and that's a great place to network. So I went to one session. It was strategic transformation, and it was the Tuscarawas School. I'm glad that is not our name. And they had their strategic plan, and it was really impressive. So I asked who facilitated this, and they said they did it in-house. And I said, oh no, that I honestly, I don't want to do that. So I went up afterward and asked the superintendent about Battelle for Kids, if he heard anything about it. And he said he's heard wonderful things about it. It's a great investment. And there's different parts to it. Mm-hmm. So then the representative from Battelle that was in the Trade Center said Washington Local also has done it. So another session, the superintendent Washington Local was right there. So I asked her, and she said they're not biased. Their products are top notch. She said they've done two, the portrait and then the strategic plan, and they're even doing the portrait of an employee now. So they've continued with Battelle. And then I talked to an administrator from Mommy, and they said it was, it's an investment, they said. And once you get that foundation and stay with it, it was highly recommended. So
did they do the portrait also?
Mommy? No, the administrator was they really wanted to do it, but for some reason they weren't able to at that point. I didn't want it.
Right.
So
right. Yeah, and so I know that's something for the board to consider. I appreciate certainly your comments, Terry. You know, those two different elements that I've communicated are included there. How intense. We were really aiming for that comprehensive look that the board was desiring. And, you know, they were pretty consistent, as I shared other information with that other finalist, if you will. And you can see that, you know, the pricing with those two is pretty consistent for the strategic planning only. If you add the portrait of a graduate that I mentioned would precede the strategic planning part, there's an added fee for that. So I think that's something that, you know, I'll be happy to talk about. I can also bring in, I will check to see if they have some availability or any other information for your December 9th meeting, if you prefer that. I can do that as well.
Or if they could Zoom that,
yeah.
You know, don't waste a trip.
Right.
Could they Zoom in and
right.
Give us like a little presentation? Because yeah. It would be really nice to be able to invite the public and say, we are going to have a presentation on this. This is going to, it's not only it's a big ask because we want you to be participants in it. Mm-hmm. And we want to get this right. So we could hype it up.
And I also think one of the sessions that we attended, the alternative graduation pathways, looking at our SEAL program, the SEALs that we already have, if we're looking at that portrait of a graduate, we need to start looking at that for the accessibility of getting our graduates to go out into the workforce. And there's lots of ways to graduate, and there's lots of ways to serve our students. And that might be something that we do need to look at, both of those, as we go forward.
Okay.
Serving our students of today. So.
And everybody got the timelines associated with both the, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And thank you for that information, Dan, because that was helpful to see the surrounding districts, what they're doing, like Washington Local, Perrysburg, Sylvania, Springfield Local. So we have quite a few that are using Battelle. Mm-hmm. You know, I will say this for myself. I don't know how much the portrait of a jacket is necessary for us to really have a really good strategic plan. I was in Perrysburg schools. And
portrait of a jacket? Did you say?
I mean, portrait okay. of a graduate. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Because that's why. Like, that's
I was like,
what,
well, I don't remember that part of the presentation, but you're going to help me out.
I appreciate that. I appreciate. Well, it was portrait of a jacket when I worked at Perrysburg school. So that's why. So yeah. Sorry. But it's portrait of a graduate. And I will say this. I don't know if that is. For me, I don't know how much we really utilize that as the district. I felt like the meat and potatoes of the piece of the strategic planning, getting the input from the staff and the students and the families, you know, I know that's kind of the oversight of that, but I don't know how much has been used by the districts that actually had that, because that's really just kind of like breaking it down, like maybe with the seals and kind of what the portrait of a graduate, what are the pieces that we would want to see? But is that necessary to pay? I think it's, is it 50? Is it 30,000?
30.
Yeah.
Just under 30 for the portrait.
For me personally, I don't know if that's needed. As part of the pack, because it's kind of broken down into different packages. So I am happy that maybe if we do have someone come in, I'd like to hear more about it before, you know.
If we could, and don't make a drive. Zooming would be totally fine. You know,
because the superintendent, Washington Local, said that the portrait of a graduate gave them then the foundation to go. But if we had more information, we could make a better decision for what we need.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So we will open this up for audience participation for input concerning any our news business item, which would be the Battelle for Kids strategic planning. So at this time, opening it up to our audience if they would like to get up and speak to the board on that. All right. Moving on. And then now we will open it up for requests of audience participation. Just addressing the board at this time. I have some, Dan or Jamie's going to go and see if anyone would like to address the board. If you are coming up to speak to the board, we ask that you speak to all of the board members as a collective. We do not speak to individual board members. And we, if you could state your name and your address, which no one's on here. So thank you all for those of you who are in the audience. And we'll just keep it moving. All right. Exhibit number 11, Board of Education reports. Ms. Stensik, we'll begin with you.
I have no reports at this time. Thank you.
Ms. Klocko.
I have no reports at this time.
Sethman?
I do not.
All right. And
well, at the OSBA conference, I was your delegate representative.
And,
so,
and we thank you.
Thank you.
I get so now much. Why you gave me that look. Okay.
How many hours were you there?
Hour and a half.
Five? Oh, it was an hour and a half only? Okay.
They said it was, yes.
Okay, because it's been 4 to 5 hours before. Okay.
Okay.
Well, you got lucky.
I did. Thank you. Okay, so the First Amendment, I did support, and it was, it requires, where did it go? Allows, the First Amendment was that it approved districts to charge for labor cost associated with fulfilling a public request records request. So I, from what I found out is that we can charge them for the paper, but not the labor. So now we can charge them for the labor.
Oh, wow.
So I did vote for that. The next one I did not support. Okay, so listen carefully to this. Because I needed to get expertise opinion on this. So this amendment requires school tax levy money, which has been voted upon to be used for the funding of schools, be exempted from tax increments financing and Community Reinvestment Act abatements, incentives, and residential improvement districts. So, Jamie, would you like to comment, or do you want me to? Okay, but talk into your microphone too, please.
Yeah. We need you in the mic, the Jamie, the clip. Check one, check two here.
Okay. This essentially was the group of districts. I don't know how big they were, but they are aiming at removing the ability for essentially schools and development people, port people, and other entities to use abatements as an incentive to draw companies into their district. Mm-hmm. Mixed emotions. It has a lot of really good things. Obviously, for this district, we've taken advantage of those things. I mean, we've had tens of millions of dollars mm-hmm. come into this district that might not normally have come into this district had this particular piece of legislation been in place. So I think what if they're just recommending to the legislature that this okay. stuff happens. It's not like this is cut in stone. So I don't think the legislature is going to go anywhere with this, because right now, for most districts, it's working really, really well. For us, it's working really, really well. And I think what it does on the flip side of this, I think you'll start to see if this does get any traction at all, which I'm not really sure it's going to. I think you'll start to see, you know, port authorities, economic development people that are going to step to the plate and oppose this, because that for them is a tool. It's one tool for them to get business and industry into their particular environment. We happen to use that tool to our advantage. I think some of these districts that voted for this probably don't do that. And I think a lot of that goes back to cooperation with your local governments and your people that you know, work for you and with you. You know, we have a great relationship with economic development, great relationship with the port, great relationship with all our government entities that are in our district. I think for us, that works really, really well. So I think you're hearing from a lot of districts where that doesn't work real well. And they just say, look, this is what we're going to do. And you don't have a say in it. And that's, you know, our local governments and folks, they know that we don't have a say in it, really. But they're looking out for our best interests. So for us, it's not a good thing to have that taken away. But I'm sure some districts obviously feel that, you know, because their relationships or how their things work and their processes work are not getting the benefit of that. So if they're not getting the benefit, why not shut it down?
All right. So that's the information I gathered. So that's why I did vote against it. And the delegate from Sandusky said the same thing you did, that they're in real good relationship with their businesses, and this would be detrimental for them. But it did pass. But I appreciated your input, Jamie. So if anybody wants to look at all the amendments, there's the handbook. So if you can't fall asleep some night, it's right here. And then the other thing, you know, everybody's probably knows about the lame duck sessions. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot going on right now. So I have a feeling by the end of the year, there's going to be a lot of educational laws and things that happen. So on the lighter side, the rec center, the capital improvements. So it's going to be replacing the tile areas because those are all original. And upgrading the kitchen. I had a lot of people ask me, well, what does the Indian Hills property look like? So the goal for this year is Toby, they want to establish a trail that goes around the perimeter of it. So he walked that out. The successes, their levy passed, voting went smoothly, and a fun Halloween parade. So and we hope everybody enjoyed the apples that we handed out. Sorry we ran out, but there were a lot of people at the parade.
Yeah.
So
that was probably the biggest one I can remember in a long time.
The weather was
it was huge. It was wonderful. All right. And I don't have any board reports. So we had no correspondence, and we had, 35 nice job notes this month. So thank you to everyone who received a nice job note and all the things you guys are doing. All right. Exhibit number 12, open discussion. We open it up for discussion to the board.
Oh, okay. I was just going to comment about our Capital Conference, and wanted to talk about two of my favorites that I attended. was inclusional leadership. And I just wanted to say why I enjoyed this one so much. We started out that session and we were asked to know, you know, what our why was. So I just thought for us as a board, each time that we come together or when we're out in the community, we, you know, center ourselves and ask, you know, what is our why? Why are we here? Why are we doing what we're doing? And how can we project that to our families and our students that we serve in our district? I just thought that was a real powerful way to frame, you know, what we do as a board together. And then the other thing that stuck out was one of the presenters was a coach, and he was talking about coaching our leaders in our district. And one of the things that he said was that we have to show up for the kids of today. And that really stuck with me because I think we talk a lot about how our students have evolved in our district over the last several years. And the students of today look really different. And he backed that up by saying that our students would do better when our adults do better. And I think that's very powerful. And I just wanted to task us as a board to be looking at how we as a board can support the adults in all of our students' lives. And what can we do? And I think that's stuff that we'll be touching on when we meet together again as a board. But what can we do for the adults that are in our students' lives to support them so our students can do better? I thought that was a really great takeaway. And finally, in that session, it ended by stating how we need to get out of our own box and think and not think outside of the box. And I thought that was very powerful. Mm-hmm. So, and then the second session that was my other second favorite was, and we kind of touched on it when we were talking about the picture of a graduate, the things we were just discussing in our new business, was the alternate graduation pathways. And I don't know if maybe, Dan, I was going to ask, I know that we have always have a heavy agenda, but maybe sometime in the future, if we could maybe right now, I wouldn't even dream of asking our counseling staff to put together something, but I don't know if our community understands how many strategic alliances that our district has, how we're working really hard to get our kids out in our businesses that are in our backyard, what SEALs are, how important that is, all the work that our counseling and our curriculum staff are doing to help our students do things in an alternative way to graduate and be successful. And it'd be a really cool thing if maybe down the road we could maybe put something together as like an informational opportunity for our community. And that in that session, they also talked about our strategic partnerships and aptitude tests being given to students at a younger level in our elementary, getting them to start thinking about tomorrow and interesting ways that we can do that at the elementary and the junior high.
All right. Thank you.
Those are my favorites. I just wanted to share.
All right. I went to the first general assembly where Mary Steenburgen was, and it was phenomenal with the a cappella choir. They did their own music and sang, and it was just beautiful. But one thing that I think it was the president or CEO of this Ohio School Board mentioned is like, you know, don't judge our success by our report cards. And talking about alternative graduation, you know, avenues and stuff, it's like, of course we have to have testing, we have to have some kind of way to look at what the kids are learning, but there's so many different ways to call a student successful, and I think we saw a lot of that. I was in a couple of the same sessions as Emily, and I thought the same thing. Don't think outside of the box, get out of the box and think. And the other phrase just sticks with me. You know, don't judge our success just by those test scores. Don't judge us like that. We are successful people. Even maybe we can't take a test and, you know, get 90%, but we can take a test and get 70%. You know, it's just everybody learns different. Everybody has a different definition of successful. So, and the other thing, and I did talk to Dan about it too, in regards to the portrait, what about
it was like an audit with the Licking Valley. Yeah, instructional audit, and it helps with you know, the different ways of teaching the kids and different ways of. Was it in the portrait or in the alternative graduation?
Yeah, that was one of the, by the ESC.
Like the flexible scheduling, there's lots of things that we can do as we go forward. After we get all that information, we can look at the flexibility for our, especially our high school students, and scheduling and getting them in the workforce.
And I noticed in Dr. Niederhaus's report talking about the field trip that the freshmen went on and the different career paths that someone could take, you know, and that was pretty cool. That kind of all fit together in our little week here
at the Maritime Museum.
Yes,
yeah,
the kids really liked that. Yeah. That was an awesome opportunity. So. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right. Anyone else?
You go ahead.
And along those lines too, I went to Connecting School Board Standards and Student Achievement. And it was excellent. And they did have this handout, but they ran out because I wanted to get four more. So it's just, you know, going back to what Emily had said about the self-assessment of the board. It is very important for us, for them. They got the distinct award for their school board. And so they did hand me the school board evaluation survey. And I thought, well, hopefully this would be something, again, we would look at as a strategic plan, because there's a lot here. So that was excellent. I had two sessions where this came up again, the governance core, the book. And then the last session I attended was the equipping boards with special education fundamentals. And it was from Washington Local. So it was Mrs. Martin, their superintendent, was there, who knows. And she explained that in their district, their pendulum with special ed is finally balancing out. She said it was way over here at one point with resource rooms, and then it swung here to full inclusion. And she said neither one has worked for us. So she said they're switching and they're coming back to a balance. And she said she describes them as home-based rooms for students with severe traumatic behavior issues. And she kept stressing, these are not resource rooms, she said, but are secure places for students who need assistance with learning how to function in a regular ed classroom. She explained that each student is looked at individually, going back to the flexibility for their need for the length of time during the day. They do call them the Panther Rooms because that's their mascot. Their final goal is always to transition the students back into the regular ed classroom. But my favorite was the appreciology, and it was the art and science of appreciation. The presenters stressed the importance of letting people know how much they are appreciated for who they are, kind of like what is our why, for who they are, not what they do. So the challenge was to acknowledge 10 people a day for 10 days. So I think that we can all acknowledge Mr. Krebs for the lunch that he organized for us on Monday. So I thought that was very nice. And I do believe we all enjoyed that. Yes, so thank you for that.
Absolutely.
So with I'd love to get a little information on that, because was that a sensory room or was that actually a room for with a teacher in it?
Oh yes. Oh, oh yes. Okay. Definitely a certified teacher.
Okay.
Definitely.
So it wasn't like a sensory room. Cause I was creating and of course where I work at now, we're the Panthers. And so just creating a Panther, you know, peaceful place, you know, that's more like a sensory room. But okay,
what was their director's name too?
His name was Neil.
Yeah.
Mr. Neil Rochet. So I do have his contact information.
Mm-hmm. We spoke at length with him, and he said he's more than happy to talk to us again about their whole process and procedure. We accidentally ran into him because he made a joke about following us around. I was like, oh, I didn't even know. I'm sorry.
Different sessions.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay.
I was laughing. You made a joke. I was like, oh, that's funny.
Was there, their handouts on, because a lot of people have their handouts on
online.
QR code. Was there a QR code in that one?
There was not. And he had to rearrange it because he had another presenter with him and she had an emergency. So he had to do it alone. So he rearranged the slides, but they were, you could pull them up. Mm. Like I pulled them
on
up.
The app.
On the OSB. That's why I was asking if their handouts were on that.
For open discussion was going to be that we send Lisa all of our classes that we took. And then since we all have our books, we can give the little blue number of where you need to go. And then if you want to go in and see any of the details, you can click on that and all the presentation comes up.
Okay.
So that way, if she would put it all in like a Google Doc for us or whatever, I don't know enough about Google Docs, but whatever that thing is.
Oh, for us,
Andy.
Well, and
it houses everything.
Or if we just have the name of it, we can look. I can look it up on OSBI because I mean,
yeah.
If we all have the app, I mean,
right.
I actually clicked on more than the ones that I went because I was interested, but they were both at the same time. But I noticed that they still had the slides. Right. So I was going to like go through.
Really nice how they organized.
Right.
Yeah.
We can just email Lisa then everything that we did. She can combine it all together and then send us all out.
Yeah.
The email list of what everybody did. So we could go and look at the different classes and then follow up with each other if we have questions about the classes that we attended, because mine were pretty serious classes. All things that apply here to the district. So, and I putting this together.
And same for me. I mean, the one that stood out for me was, and I think I shared that at lunch, it was the Let Them Move. I really liked because they talked about movement and the importance of that with students. So yeah, I'll add mine to the list if we, and I can actually, I don't think Lisa has to create it. I can create like a Google Doc and we just put the title and then there's links that you could just go and
idea what to do with a Google Doc.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah. It's really,
I don't Google anything.
And I use Google every day.
And I have no fruit. So I'm completely fruitless and Google-less.
Google is my friend. So
you want us to send you the.
Yeah. If you don't. Yeah. Well, what I'm. No. Nope.
Okay.
Nope. I'm not going to do. What I will do is I will create a Google spreadsheet and you can just add your titles and that'll.
Yeah.
I'm
not doing. Nope.
Okay. But I'll create the Google. Lisa doesn't have to do that. That's Okay. So I'll do that Google Doc.
And I have one question.
Yeah.
Mr. Krebs, could you fill us in on the demographic study, the status of that, please?
Yep. So we had been hoping, obviously, to receive that late October, early November. We have not received that. We are working through a draft document. It's a lot of information. So I've invited a representative from Wolpert who participated in that study to attend virtually at the December 9th meeting. So there are a couple of other things that we need to provide to them to add to the draft. They'll get it cleaned up. As soon as that is cleaned up, we're thinking it should be shortly after the Thanksgiving holiday. I'll forward that finalized report to the entire board for you to review in advance of the December 9th meeting. Sound good?
Thank you.
Yep.
And happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
All right. Anything else from the board? All right. Moving forward, exhibit number 13, the motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education move to executive session as provided by Ohio Sunshine Law, ORC section 121.22, to discuss the employment of a public employee.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Teresa McKnight.
Yes.
Jackie Hoffman.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzik.
Yes.
Molly Klocko.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. We go into executive session at 7:21 p.m.